One of the most important things in my life is friendship. And when I came to Enfield in 2004, a bonus for me was that a close friend for many years lived only 4 miles away in Southgate. I'd met Neil when I went to Newcastle University in 1967. We were both aged 18 and we were in the same hall of residence. Neil studied civil engineering, I studied theology. And for 5 years we shared a house and 2 flats together, first of all at Newcastle and then in London. After that, I went to Oxford to do my ministerial training. Occasionally, now I see Neil, particularly on a Saturday, when we go for a walk and have lunch somewhere. In fact, we did that only yesterday. We enjoy the walk and the lunch together, but more importantly, we enjoy each other's company and conversation and friendship. Friendship is one of God's greatest gifts. Jesus called 12 men to be his apostles or disciples. They were to be his companions, to proclaim the gospel and to heal the sick. In our reading from John's gospel, we see that those 12 men are more than disciples. They're more than co-workers in the kingdom of God. Jesus calls them friends. In our reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul talks about 2 of his friends, Timothy and Epaphroditus. And in this reading, we can see some of the marks of true friendship, and in particular, Christian friendship. The first mark is that friends really care for one another. Timothy was born in Lystra or Derbe. His mother was a Jew. His father was a Greek. And at some point, Timothy converted to Christianity. Paul met him on his second missionary journey and they became close friends. We know that Timothy was in the same place as Paul in at least 6 different places. And Timothy is also associated with Paul in 5 of Paul's letters. They were so close that Paul calls their relationship one of like a father and a son. And it seems likely that Timothy was with Paul in prison in Rome. And one of the greatest services that Timothy did to Paul was when Paul was unable to visit one of the churches himself to give them some guidance or encouragement or rebuke, Paul sent Timothy. And he sent him to the churches in Thessalonica, Corinth, and Philippi. And so Paul and Timothy were very close. And In our reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, Paul says to the Christians at Philippi that Timothy really cares about them. He says that there are others who are only concerned about their own affairs, but Timothy has a genuine interest in the Philippians and their own personal interests. For about 10 years, I was a hospital chaplain at Clayton Hospital in Wakefield, and I can remember talking to one of the patients who said that she'd come into hospital suddenly for an operation, and it was a very worrying operation. And her former vicar, who had become a friend of a family and had moved to London, heard about this, and so he travelled one Saturday all the way from London to Wakefield to visit her in hospital. And his caring, friendship and prayers uplifted her at a traumatic time in her life. At my previous church, St. John's Ipswich, there's a church member there who was aged 94 and had been a member of the church for 75 years. She had no close relatives, and you might say that the church was her family. A couple of days before she died, she went into hospital, and two of the church folk, Bill and Pat, visited her. They postponed their visit to their daughter in Scotland in order that they could visit Muriel in hospital, and they spent all night with her the night before she died. They were with her from 9 p.m. in the evening right through to 7 a.m. in the morning. They were really true friends to Muriel. Secondly, friends have common interests. In the case of Paul, Timothy, and Epaphroditus, they were brought together because of their common interest in the gospel. And it will be the case of other people that maybe their work or their family or their leisure activities brings them together. And so some people may meet together to promote a political party. Others may watch football together. Others may play bridge together. Some common interest will probably bring them together. When I was at Newcastle University, I became a member of the Methodist Society, and there I met Jim, who became a close friend. The Methodist Society used to do an annual campaign at a local Methodist church, and Jim and I were involved in two of them, at Wigton in Cumberland and Cramlington in Northumberland. And a group of students would visit the church for about 10 days, share in the activities, lead the services, and generally publicise the church in the locality. And for the second campaign, Jim and I led it. We were also, for 3 years, members of the same weekly fellowship and Bible study group, and for the last year led it. The Methodist Society also ran a charity, Coal for the Old. I'm now going back to the late 60s when there were still quite a number of people who had coal fires. And Jim and I supported the charity and for a year also organised it. Jim and I are still friends, and I make a point of trying to visit him each year. A third mark of fellowship, of friendship, is that friends are willing to take risks for one another. The Philippians heard that Paul was in prison in Rome, and so they sent Epaphroditus with a gift to Rome for Paul. But not only this, they sent Epaphroditus to be Paul's personal servant and attendant. Now, this must have been risky for Epaphroditus, because by being associated with Paul and what Paul stood for, Epaphroditus was risking being put into prison for the same offence that Paul was in prison for. And it seems that whilst in Rome, Epaphroditus became ill. In fact, he nearly lost his life. It could be that he caught the notorious Roman fever, which from time to time spread through Rome like an epidemic. Whatever it was, Epaphroditus became seriously ill. And this was because of his service to Paul and his service to the gospel. In our reading from John's Gospel, Jesus says, "There is no greater love than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends." And this is exactly what Jesus did when he died on the cross. He laid down his life for his disciples, for you and for me. In AD 252, Carthage was hit by a terrible plague. The heathens left the dead in the street and they fled the city. Cyprian was bishop of Carthage and he gathered together the Christians in Carthage and he called them to bury the dead and to nurse the sick. And this is what they did at the risk of their own lives. And by doing so, they saved Carthage from destruction and desolation. Paul, Timothy, and Epaphroditus were Christian friends. Friendship's very important. It's a great gift from God. And three of the marks of friendship are that friends really care for one another, they have common interests, and they're willing to take risks for one another. Amen.